Rishus the Morada Asta, my dear friend Rabbi Rosner, Rabbi Shankalevsky, and Kahal Kadosh. I am somewhat surprised. I thought a birthday is confidential information. So yes, tonight is my birthday, and thank you for the party. So I see no greater way to celebrate a birthday than Arbotzes Torah, than bringing hundreds of people together just to learn and just to be inspired and just to enjoy the beauty of Torah. My family, my kids plan to come together tonight when I come home from the shiur, so I will not be able to hang around much after the shiur, but it is a big schus. It's a big schus. So I too especially thank Shai Lesnik, also known as Mark Lesnik, but since we first met, between me and him, it's Shai. And I don't know whether I told you how we got to know each other. It was many years ago in Wengen in Switzerland. Probably 20 years, I don't know how many years, many years ago. And I gave a shiur every night. And there was one individual, one of many, whose smile lit up the room, and I found myself looking at him more than any other person in the room. And after the shiur, he approaches me and he says, "Are your shiurim available on the web, on the internet?" I said, "No, but we do have a plan, maybe eventually, to have a site." And he says, "Why don't you have one?" So I said, "We still don't have the money." And he says, "You do." And I say, "I don't." And he says, "You do." And who is this strange person to tell me you do? And then he asked me, "So how much do you think it'll cost?" I think at the time I said $15,000. If I would have known him, I would say $150,000. I think at the time I said $15,000. And he said, "Well, you have it." And that is how my shiurim first appeared on the internet, and I think probably hundreds of thousands of many more people were exposed to Torah in this way. So I thank Shai for introducing me to this community as well, and we should only share Besaidus Tavis. Tonight's shiur is dedicated Le'ilui Neshama, as was mentioned, and also L'Refuah Shleima for Netanel Yankov Ben Yehudit Sara, who was a soldier that was badly injured. I visited him yesterday in the hospital. Bati lechazek v'yatzati mechuzak. I was so inspired. And these young soldiers are heroes not only on the battlefield, but at home and in the hospital wards. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send them a refuah shleima min hashamayim, and also for Moshe Aharon bat Yael Bela, young soldier that was badly injured. And this week, after I think 2 months, first time put on tefillin, and he and the family are so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he still needs a lot of our tefillas. I also dedicate the shiur l'refuah shleima for Devorah bat Erika, a young woman who needs a refuah shleima, and for Miriam bat Ariela, a 19-year-old girl that also needs a refuah shleima min hashamayim. So caring for all these people, let's learn. So we just have a few days till Pesach. And when I have an opportunity to give a shiur to a community, I always prefer that the sugya should not be one specific sugya confined, but rather broader concepts that have significance in many other sugyas as well, and we will try to do the same tonight. Kosav HaRambam Perek Zayin HaLachavov Mehilchas Chometz HaMatzah B'chol Doi V'Doi Chayev Odem Laharas Esatzma Kilo Huzah Sheyotzim HaMetzahim Shenema V'Oisono Hoitzi Misham V'Aldovezen Itztavenu B'Toiro V'Zuchar Oto Ki Eved Hoyiso Be'Eretz Mitzrayim. So the nusach in the Gemara is chayav lirot et atzmo. Anuscha shel Rambam chayav laharot et atzmo. It's not only the way you feel and see yourself, but it needs to be obvious. It needs to have expression and manifestation in the way you act at the Seder night. לפיכך, ממשיך הרמב״ם, כשסויד האודם בלילה זה צריך לאכול ולשתות והוא מייסב דרך חירוס. And he needs the three ding dalat kaisis. So the Rambam says that derech erus, which is heseva, is an expression of the fundamental idea chayev laharos es atzmo kilehu zesh yotzma mitzrayim. And the Rambam quotes two psukim. How do we know shebekol doy v'doy chayev odom laharos atzmo kilehu yotzma mitzrayim? Vaysono hoytze misham. V'zocharto ki eved o yisu, you were an eved. And in the God we quote a third pasuk. Ba'avur ze osu Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzayim. So would we conclude that the save is a mitzvah dioraisa, or is it a mitzvah derabbanan? If the way to express your feeling, kielu, you are the one that was redeemed from Eretz Mitzrayim, if the way to do that is a seva, would we say that a seva is a dioraisa? So two concepts I discuss a lot, and one of them was just mentioned by the Rav, I think. So in my svarim, more than one source, I spoke at great length about the concept of Nimsa Hadover Lechachomi. And when the Torah gives us a general rule, a klal, V'ein b'chlal ela masha befrat, and the general rule has no significance unless we know what are the details. Maha protim shebechlal. And the Torah doesn't say what are the protim, and neither does the Torah give us a key, to understand what are the details of the general klal. In those cases, nimsar adavar lachachomim v'divrei chachomim k'divrei Torah heima. And the way I wrote it, the way I expressed it, in those cases, the chachomim are not only commentators, but legislators. Lo rak parshanim, ele gam mechokakim. Ulefi zeh, yesh biyadam gam lahakel beisur diuraita. It is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Chachamim, ani v'atem nitayel began Eden, ani v'atem niten Torah liYisrael. And this is a joint endeavor. And I brought many examples. Malach Haschalamoid, Hodor, Badalad Minim. On the other hand, there's another concept I discussed at length in my svarim, which is mitzvah de rabbanan sheyesh lo ikar min ha-Torah. So Baruch Hashem, I think I wrote about approximately 35 svarim. I stopped counting some while ago. Ein ha-bracha mitzuya ela b'davar ha-samui min ha-ayin. But so this year a new Haggadah came out, and I am so sorry that for the past week I don't have any Haggadahs, and so many people turned to me to buy and miscalculated. The entire print was snatched off the markets in a week and a half. I sent my son in all the Swarm stores in Yerushalayim, buy me Haggadahs, full price. And in the entire city of Yerushalayim, he found five Haggadahs, which I bought. because I didn't even have enough to give to the donors. So, Baruch Hashem. One of the swarm I wrote, people learn only once in 7 years, and I regret that, and that is Minchas Oshan Shvius. So a new edition comes out every Shmita year, once in 7 years. So in Minchas Oshan Shvius, there's an amazing siman about Mitzvah Derabbonon Sheyesh Lo Ikar Min HaTorah. And I have a discussion with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, Mitzvah derabanan sheyesh lo ikar min ha-Torah sveiko lechumra. And I brought many sources, shesveiko lekula. So let me explain what is the concept of a mitzvah derabanan sheyesh lo ikar min ha-Torah. Kosev Rambam perik yud ala delocha alaf mehelches ovel. Biker choylem. Hachnosis Orchim, Levoyes Ameis, Nichum Aveilam, Lesamea Chosem Vekala. All these are mitzvahs midivrehem, mitzvahs that are bonon, and they are defined as gemilas chasodim begufoy. There is gemilas chasodim bememoinoi, which is giving money, and there's gemilas chasodim begufoy, just be engaged in helping people, making them happy. So the Rambam writes, these are mitzvahs that are bonon, and they are all included in v'yahavta l'reachu kamoicho. So this is somewhat perplexing. If it's v'yahavta l'reachu kamoicho, it's menat Torah. And the Rambam in that very same halacha writes, these are mitzvahs midivrayim. So the way I explain it, anybody that is engaged in any of these mitzvahs is mekayim a mitzvah sased d'oraisa v'yahavta l'reachu kamoicho. Anyone that abstains from any of these mitzvahs is mevatel a mitzvah derabbanon. He's not mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa. How could that be? Very simple. The Rambam's understanding of Yahavtu l'reachu kamoicho, as the Rambam explains twice in Mishneh Torah, Yudaled Ovel, and in Hilchos Deos as well. This is not only about your sentiments, about your feelings, about your emotions, the way you feel towards other Jews. It is about your actions and your deeds. Linoig keminhag ha'oyhavi. The way you act, react, interact with people must be based on ahava. And therefore, anybody that is helpful to others in times of need or in times of pain, necham aveilem b'kecholem achnas esarchem, is mekayim the mitzvah after achu kamoicho. But if you abstain from any of these, you're not mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa, because there are 1,000 ways in which a person could express in action his love for a fellow Jew. In a day of chamsin, stand on the corner with 10 bottles of cold water and offer a cold drink to passerbys. That would be a beautiful expression of Yahavtu l'reachu kamoicho. It's not included in the Rambam's list. So there are many ways in which a person could be mekayim v'yahavtu l'reachu kamoicho. It doesn't necessarily need to be by bikur cholim or achnas esarchem. And therefore, these are mitzvahs that are banan, aval ikaram men ha-Torah. Performing any of these deeds is a mitzvah. Mitzvata seh d'oraita. Abstaining from any of these is an aveda derabbanan. So how do we define the relationship between chayav odem laharas asatzmo kiliyotzem amitzrayim and kishesoyed odem balayla azeh tzarich lechol veleshtot kishuhu meisev derech cherus? Is it like nimsa dov lachachomim and it would be a diuraisa? Or is it more similar to v'yahavta l'reachu kamoicho? It would be a mitzvah derabbanan sheyesh lo ikar min ha-Torah. I think the second approach is the more reasonable one. And that very same halacha that Rambam writes, the dalet koisis as well is a manifestation of laharis esatzma kilotzem ha-Mitzrayim. And dalet koisis clearly is a mitzvah derabbanan, and not a mitzvah d'orais. So heseva is a mitzvah d'rabbonon, but it's a mitzvah d'rabbonon sheyesh lo ikar min ha-Torah, and according to the Chazon Ish, that has more significance and more chumra than any other mitzvah d'rabbonon. The Brisker Rav, Chidush Agriz al Rambam, Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chometz HaMatzah, has a lengthy discussion. And his chakira, the way he presents it is hesevo a mitzvah bifnei atzma? And if we try to list, how many mitzvahs do we have this Seder night? How many mitzvahs are unique l'leil ha-Seder? We would say 5. Torah min ha-Torah. And that is achilat matzah, sipui yitziat mitzrayim, 3 are midrabbanon, maror bezman hazeh, when we don't have Korban Pesach, Mora Bizman Hazeh Zeh Rabbonon, Dalet Koisis, and Hesevo. Or maybe Hesevo should not be defined as a mitzvah, but rather as a detail, a prat b'mitzvahs matzah v'dalet koisus. How do we understand the seva? Matzah and dalet koisus, you need to eat. Kezayis toich kedei achiles pras b'heseva. And a seva is a prat, a detail in mitzvahs matzah v'dalet koisus. Or rather, tzarich le'asev. Matai tzarich le'asev? B'shash o'uchlim matzah v'shutim dalet koisus. The nafkaman would be if a person ate matzah or drank dalet koisus without a seva. If we say it's a prat b'mitzvahs matzah, then it's makav. Then you need to eat matzah again and drink those koisus again. But if we say a seva is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, then if you ate matzah without a seva, you were yoitza matzah, and you lost the mitzvah of a seva, and it's a ma'uvat lo yuchal itkon, v'chisron lo yuchal lehimanot. And the Brisker Rav goes on and he says, it's a machlekes Rambam in Rosh. Because the Rosh, Perek, Ave Psochim, says if you eat matzah without a seva, you need to eat again be'a seva. And the same with Dalet Kaisis. So obviously, according to the Rosh, a seva is a detail, a prat and mitzvah matzah. But the Rambam writes, Eimos ay tzorech lehesev, b'shas achilas matzah v'shtiyas dalet koisis, v'shar achilato v'shtiyato im hesev hareze mishubach. So it's clear in the Rambam that a seva is not confined only to matzah and dalet koisis. So the Rambam maintains the seva is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. So according to the Biskarov, according to the Rambam, his seva is not ma'akev in matzah. So I disagree with this conclusion for several different reasons. Shulchan Aruch, Tofayin Hei Sif Alef says, could I have a Mishneh Berurah? Is one available? I think I'm quoting Tufayin Bei Sif Zayin and not Tufayin Hei Sif Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch says, whenever you need Heseva, that means matzah and dalet koisis. If you ate or drank without a seva, tzarich lachzor lechol v'leshtot. And if this halacha is a disagreement between the Rambam and the Rosh, the Rambam would always follow, the Beis Yosef would always follow in the footsteps of the Rambam, and the Ramo would paskin the Rosh. And the Shulchan Aruch says, if you need a seva and you ate b'li a seva, tzarich lachzor v'lechol. As I guessed, tofayim beisiv zayin. Kol mi shetzorech a seva. Im achalu shetah b'lo a seva, lo yatza, v'tzarich lachzor lechol v'leshtot b'y seva. So if that would be the Rosh, and the Rambam disagrees, the Beis Yosef would pask in the Rambam. So it is clear that the understanding of the Beis Yosef was, this is not a matter of dispute, of disagreement at all. And the Ramon on this very same sif, Benishima Achad, Toch Kedei Dibur, he says, a seva is ma'akev in dalet koisis, I need to drink again, v'lechatchila yesev b'kol ha'se'uda. So the Ramon quotes the Ramon and the Rosh together. So this is not a machlokes at all. So there are two different ways to explain. And whenever in my shiurim I say two drochim, the main one is number two. And not number one. And that is why I start with number one, because if I start with number two, there would be no point in saying number one. But number one makes sense as well. So interpretation number one would be that Rambam agrees to the understanding of the Brisker Rav in the Rosh, a seva is a din misuyim in matzah and dalet koisus. When the Rambam writes, שער אכילתו ושתייתו, אם היסב הרי זה משובח, זה לא מדין הסייבו. Where else do we find this expression, הרי זה משובח, בליל הסדר? כל המרבה לספר, הרי זה משובח. Even though Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is clearly defined, the Rambam writes, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, Mitzvus Aseh Shel Torah Lesaper Benisim VeNiflaot Shenasu LaAviseinu. However, Kol HaMerbeh LeSaper includes many more things. And the biggest proof is 1,001 Haggadahs, more than 1,001. And all these Haggadahs are Divrei Torah that Gedoyli Yisrael shared at the Seder night. So we have different types of Haggadahs. Pilpul, Chidush, Vortim, Vertlach, and a Vort and a Vertl are not the same. Close, but they're not the same. Were all these Gedoylem Mevatl and Mitzvah Sasei of Lesaper Benissim Venefluis? Does this mean nothing? So to me it is clear, to be yoitzeh the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's only one way. Tell the story of the miracles. However, anything associated, even remotely, with Yetzias Mitzrayim is included in Kol HaMarbeh Lesaper Harei Zeh Mishubach. So Arash Koilo, his wife, is the manhelet of a seminary. They're both extremely well-learned and intelligent. And they made up a week before Pesach. You prepare the maral. The woman says, I'm going to prepare the Pachad Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Kotner, and we're going to have the most amazing Seder in town. It'll be so profound and so special. So the entire night, he shared the ideas of the maral, and she put in Rabbi Yitzchok Kotner, the Pachad Yitzchok, Bitlu mitzvat asei, velo yatsu yedei chovat sipu yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is what the Baal HaGadah means when he says, Afilo kolona chachomem vekolona avoinem vekoloni yoidem es ha-toira. There's no other way. Mitzvah oleinu lesaper biyetzias Mitzrayim. It's the story that you need to share. And you need to emphasize miracles. So a kid comes home from Sunday school. Leila Seder, his father asks him, so what's the story? What do they tell you? And he says, many years ago, ages ago, our forefathers were living in a land called Egypt. And the leader was a tyrant, a dictator. He wasn't a liberal at all. And the Jews suffered terribly. And then a young, charismatic, dynamic leader arose amongst the Jews, and his name was Moshe. And he brought the people together and gave them hope and organized a rebellion, and the rebellion was successful. And they left Egypt, and they sabotaged the bridge over the river. And then when the Egyptians were on the bridge, you know, they blew it up, and they all fell into the sea, and they drowned. Most of the story is true. No question that Moshe was a dynamic, charismatic leader, and he gave the people hope. No question that Pyro was a dictator. But that's nothing. Mitzvah Saseh Lesaper Benissim V'Nefluis. You need to emphasize, we left Eretz Mitzrayim by miracles, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us miracles. But Kol HaMarbeh Lesaper is far more inclusive. So maybe when the Rambam writes, Shara Chilato V'Shtiyato Im Heisav Areza Meshubach, that comes from Kol HaMarbeh Lesaper Areza Meshubach. Whatever you do on this night, which conveys a message of Cheirus HaReze Mishubach. But maybe the proper din of a Seva is confined to Matzah V'Dalat Koisus. I said maybe. I do not think this is the right interpretation. The Briskarov, for some reason, emphasizes the Seva of the Rambam, the end of Aloch Ches. What's more important, to my opinion, is the Reisha, the beginning of Aloch HaZayin. The Rambam writes, B'chol do'i v'do'i chayvudum l'ahar asatzv'kiru asim insayim. L'fichach, And this sentence is so clear and so powerful. Lefichach, kishesoed ha'adam belayla hazeh, tzarich le'chol ve'lishtot v'humesev derech cheirus. That's the mitzvah of a sefer. That's the clearest definition. Kishesoed ha'adam belayla hazeh, tzarich le'chol ve'lishtot v'humesev derech cheirus. It's not exclusively about matzah and dalet koisis. Kishesoed ha'adam belayla hazeh. However, Chachamim did give us different levels in the mitzvah of a sefer. Matzah and dalet koisis, ma'akev. Shara chilos avishti osoy, lachatchil. And why is that? Rak achilat chuva, efshar lomar, tzarich lachzor v'lachol. Achila she'einena chuva, it's not shaykh to say a sefer is ma'akev. You have no chiv to eat fish and meat. So if you ate below a sefer, so. The mitzvah of a sefer fundamentally is, kishesoed ha'adam belayla hazeh, tzarich lachol v'lishot v'meisev derech cheirus. And then the Rambam gives us all the halachas of cheirus. Isha etzel ba'ala, ben lefnei aviv, talmid etzel rabo, hasibat yamin einenu hesaiva. And only the last halacha is, emasei tzorech lehesev. Those are details. That's not the definition. Emes etzorech lehesev. B'shas matzav adalat koisez achiyuv. Shara chilos avishtiyos yameisev eram esimech. Ve'im lav, einoi tzorech. How do we understand these four words? Ve'im lav, einoi tzorech. What's the revusa? So to me it is clear. We would have a havi yamina. If you ate the meal, your soup, your fish, your meat, without a seva, you need to eat again. You don't need to eat the same quantity you ate the first time, because then afikoyim would be achila gasa and you've got a problem. But there would be a havamina. Kishesoyeda odam belayla hazeh, you need to eat your suda beseva. And if you did not, eat again. Piece of fish, piece of meat, whatever you want. A potato. Kamash malan? Lo. Asiva ma'akevet ba'achilat chuva. He lo ma'akevet ba'achilat rishut. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. And I see no contradiction. I think both assumptions and both interpretations of the Bris Karov are true. And both are agreed upon by the Rambam and the Rosh, the Mechaber and the Rama. So on one hand, a seva is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Kishesoed ha'adam belayla hazeh tzarich lechol v'lishtot v'meisev derech cheirus. But then Chazal say, there are different levels. Achilat chuva, seva ma'akevet. Achilat reshut, seva na'amechevet. And this brings us to an additional chiddush. Kuf chesam edalaf, the Gemara says, moror ein tzorech ha'seva. The Rambam omits this din. The Rambam doesn't mention Moror. Why doesn't the Rambam bring a din that's in the Gemara? Veleit man de paleg. No one disagrees. Moror ain't tzorech ha'seva. So it is clear, according to the Rambam, there would be a havamina that Moror has the same din as matzah and dalet koisis, ki is achilat chova. You need to eat ba'seva. Kamash malan, no. Moror is not like matzah and dalet koisis. It is like Shar achilato vishtiato em heisev areze mishubach. So the Rambam doesn't need to write, Moreh does not need a sefer, because he writes, matzah and dalet koisis do need a sefer. Moreh is just like all the other stuff you're eating. Shar achilato vishtiato. Veze chidush gedol shelefi Rambam, lechatchele it's preferable to eat Moreh be'sefer. Because Moreh has the same din as Shar, Achilato, Vishtiato, Areze, Mishubach. If Moreh would be level number 3, then Rambam, we need to write that. And he does it. Lo kedivra Mishnah Brura, Sifkot Niyudalet, Tofayin Hei. The Mechaba says, Morar, Yorchlenu, Beli, Haseva. So according to the Rambam, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch does not bring Shar Achilato v'Shtiato. So obviously, Shulchan Aruch says, Morar, we should not eat Baseva. The Mishnah Berurah writes, but if you wish to eat Baseva, you could. According to the Rambam, Lechatchila Tzarich Hasiba, Mishnah Berurah, based on most Poskim, say no. Morar is neutral. If you wish, you could, but there is no need. It's not a lechatchila, but it's not a issa. Opinion number three was Leket Yosha, one of the great disciples of Trumas Hadeshen. Leket Yosha discusses the question, korech, with a seva or without? Godesh HaPesach Minchas Osher says, with. That's the opinion of most Poisk. But the reasoning of the Leket Yosha is fascinating. He says, Matzah b'zman hazeh min ha-Torah. Morar b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. So matzah overrides morar. And that's why korech you should eat with a seva. It's clear in Leket Yosha that morar one should not eat by a seva. And that's the source of our dilemma. What do you do with korech? It's morar, so you should not. It's matzah, so you should. What's his decision? Matzah d'oraisa overrides morar d'rabbanan. And then the Leket Yosha writes, but I still think if you ate morar b'seva, b'diyeved yotzi yedei chayvasoi. So according to the Leket Yosha, just like matzah, you need to eat b'seva because it expresses chayrus. Morar, you need to eat shelo b'seva because it expresses avdus. So there are three different opinions regarding morar. So let me share with you a psak I gave about 35 years ago. No, not that far back, but soon you're going to start guessing how old I am. Many years ago, my oldest daughter was a young mother, and in the middle of matzah, chilas matzah, the baby was crying. She got up, and she took care of the baby, and she was eating matzah while she was standing. And I said, you need to eat a kazayis matzah again while you're seated. So there are more paskins that women in our day and age don't need a seva because there are more paskins the ravyo. And the ravyo says, bizman hazeh seva is not makiv because even kings and nobles and presidents no longer eat b'er seva. Sidrei Su'uda changed more than almost anything else in the modern world. When we learn in Brochus, a meal to them was a big event, a big occasion. First they brought you into one room and you only washed one hand and they served you wine. Then you got up. They took you to another room. Then you washed both hands and you started with pas. Parperes leftoach et ma'ayim. We didn't know what it is, leftoach et ma'ayim. So the Ravyo says today, nobody eats leaning on his left side, so it's not ma'akev. However, the Yerushalmi in Psochem Samaches writes, what is the mitzvah of a seva? Lefi shedarkon shel avodem le'chol ba'amida. Bnei Chayrin eat while seated. And I say, well, today, important people don't eat leaning on their left side, but they don't eat while walking. Slaves and servants don't have the privilege to eat normally seated next to a table. Darken shel avodim lechol ba'amida. Bnei Chayrin don't eat while standing, and therefore, in my opinion, somebody ate matzah while standing and walking. Even according to Ashkenazim. So that was a halacha that occurred to me in the middle of the Seder, and I told my daughter, sit down and eat another kazayis, because if you ate while you're standing or walking, you weren't yaitz. So we discussed some interesting halachas and a fundamental sugya, which is his seva. One of the most popular segments of the Haggadah is Maasei b'Rebbe Eliezer, the great Tanoim, Ayu Mesubim Koloto Halayla b'Bnei Barak u'Misaprim b'Yitziat Mitzrayim Atshubau Talmideihem v'Amru Rabotenu Higi Azman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. What is called Oto Halayla? What was special about that night? And everybody wonders, what brought the greatest gedolim of that generation, the greatest tanoim, each of them to leave his home, to leave his family, to leave his talmidim, to leave his community, and to come together? And where do they come together? In Bnei Barak by Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva was the youngest of the group. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Tarfon were the three rabbeim of Rebbe Akiva. His main rabbi was Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. But Rabbi Eliezer calls him Akiva Talmidi. And Akiva called Reb Tarfon his rabbi. Rabbi Eliezer, in Masechet Sukkah, says, Mishabeach ani et ha'atzlonim. One should not leave his home on Yom Tov. Yom Tov people should be at home. And Rabbi Eliezer leaves his home in Lod. Rabbi Yeshiva leaves his home in Pekin. And why? Libi Yomeli. I have no source for this, but Libi Omeli, because Libi medaber elai bederech kal ani makshiv. I think it was one of the most darkest, most painful periods in our history. It was right after the Churban. The great Jewish warrior Bar Kochva still fought the Romans. And many thought that he will be successful in turning the tide, overcoming the Roman army, and rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. And Rebbe Akiva believed so as well. And Rebbe Akiva said, he is Melech HaMashiach. And then Beitar falls, the Jewish army is vanquished, and Bar Kochva is killed. Two opinions, Bavli Yerushalmi, did he die? He was bitten by a snake, or the Romans killed him. And terrible despair upon the entire nation. And people realized that the Churban is final. The war is over. We lost. We no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. And this is going to be a long, dark Golos. Everybody was broken and shattered. Where do we come for chizik in difficult times, in dark times, if not by Rebbe Akiva? His motto was called the Ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid. Rebbe Akiva was the one that always saw Rachamei Shemayim in the most dire circumstances. So the Gemara at the end of Broches, when Rebbe Akiva says, called the Yovid Rachmona Letav Ovid, he's dealing with his own trials and tribulations, his own pain, his own difficulty. But in the Sanhedrin Kuf Alef, there's an amazing story. Another story about Rebbe Eliezer and his Talmidim. Kishechala Rebbe Eliezer ben Horkelos, venechnesu Talmidav levakro. Rabbi Tarfon is the first one to speak. And Rabbi Tarfon says, Rabbi, Toiv atu li Yisrael metipo shel gishamim. There is no life without water. You are more precious to us than rain. Rabbi Yeshua is number two, and he says, Rabbi, Toiv atu li Yisrael megal galchamo. There is no life without the rays of the sun. Sun giving warmth, giving light, photosynthesis. We can't live without the sun. Rebbe Loza ben Azariah, number three, Rebbe Toivat Yisrael Ma'ava Em. Father and mother bring us to this world, but you bring us to this world and the world to come. It's Rebbe Akiva's turn. What could he say after his three friends said such amazing compliments? Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi, chavivin yisurim, shem malim et ha'adam mekaf chova lekaf zchus. I quoted this Gemara 1,000 times, and every time I quote it, it's like tzmarmorat overed bi. How much courage did Rabbi Akiva need standing there? After his three friends sing the praise of Rabbi Eliezer, how much we love you, how great you are, what you mean to us. This is what you have to say, Akiva? The Gadol HaDor is in pain. Al Erez Dvai, he's on his deathbed, and he's suffering. And Rabbi Akiva says, Chavivin Yisurim. How does Rabbi Eliezer respond? And Rabbi Eliezer was the angry one. We know him from Sanhedrin Samaches. Tamei ani im tamusu misas atzmachem. How does he respond? Samchuni ve'eshma divrei Akiva Talmidi. Tipishal geshomem galgal chama av em over me'alav. Has no interest in compliments. He says, Akiva, what did you say? Where did you learn this? Rabbi Akiva doreshet aktuvim. And Rabbi Eliezer is moved. That's Rabbi Akiva. So would it be a wonder? Shuv pamachas ayu olim liYerushalayim in Makas Dav Chav Gimel, and they see a fox scampering out of Kodesh HaKodeshim. They all break down crying, and Rabbi Akiva is smiling. And they ask him, Akiva, why do you seem amused? And he says, why are you crying? How could one not cry? Mokim shekosavoy vazora karev yumat v'achshav shualim alchubo. And Rabbi Akiva says, l'kach ani mitzachik. Rabbi Akiva is the one that sees orot ha-geula bokim v'olim etoch hashkat ha-galut. So in such a difficult time, yes, each and every one of these gedolim left his home and came to Rabbi Akiva to learn, how do we cope with pain? How do we cope with Hester Ponim? How do we cope with difficult times in which our people are suffering? Where do we get chizuk? We all remember Pesach, when hundreds of thousands came to Yerushalayim, Chavuras Chavuras, with their Korban Pesach. What a joy, what a simcha. And now, we have nothing. No Beis Mikdash, ain Kohanim Bavodatam, ain Leviim Bishiram Uvizimram. So we came to Rabbi Akiva to learn. Echai v'rayai, we are once again in difficult times, and this is a period of Hester Ponim. Not to be compared in any way to Chorma Bayis, not to be compared in any way to the Holocaust. I visited Poland 2 weeks ago with a group of Talmidim. But it's a difficult time. Soldiers are dying and hurting and getting hurt on a daily basis. 6 months ago, nobody thought that 6 months will pass and we still don't know how this will end, when this will end, and we all need chizuk. We all need Rabbi Akiva. We all need not only to believe but to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. So a day before yesterday by night, Kodesh Baruch Hu smiled down at us and said, Kindalach, I did not forsake you. I still keep watch, my precious children. Lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. I'm not an army officer, I'm not a strategist, but I'm not a battler, and I know a bit about warfare, about weaponry, about the modern battlefield. What happened day before yesterday night is nothing short of a miracle. The most advanced anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems are never hermetic. They're very useful when you need to shoot down a missile or two or five or even 10, but when hundreds of missiles of different types, drones, cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, are fired at once, no way you could prevent terrible damage. This was Nes Golui. So our enemies spent probably $100 million and all they achieved is killing three Jordanian Arabs. It's not what they had in mind. It's not what they planned. And I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiled down at us after a very difficult period and said, Kendalach, I'm with you. I still keep watch. So don't despair. Put your trust in me. And things will work out. So when Yosef was thrown into a pit with Nachoshim Vakravim, and then he was taken out of the pit, and I try to imagine what he feels. Threw him into that terrible pit, and they bring him out, and Yosef says, I know my brothers. They love me. They're good people. They're tzaddikim. Well, they had a moment of craziness, but they regret it, and Baruch Hashem, they're taking me out, and we're going home. And then he is shocked to learn, no, we're not going home. They're selling me to an alien people. I don't know where I'm going. And then, Gmaleim nosot nichois tzri veloit, and Rashi writes, it was a miracle. Gmaleim shalavim usually carry oil, neft. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted him to have a pleasant fragrance, to smell besomim. If we would ask Yosef, does it matter to you? Does it make a difference what you're smelling? He would say, what are you, crazy? What do I care what I'm smelling? I want to go home. What are they doing to me? So what's the point of that nais? Sometimes in difficult times, Kodesh Baruch Hu just smiles down and says, Kendalach, I have not forsaken you. Gzerei melefonai. And I know it's painful. And I know it hurts. It's the way it needs to be. And you can't understand why. But I'm just sending you a little miracle just to show you I have not forsaken you. I'm here right next to you. You're going there, and I'm coming along. So I was elated a night before yesterday because to me this was a clear miracle, and Kadosh Baruch Hu conveys a message, I'm with you. And I'm still keeping watch. So we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ko Yiten Hashem v'Ko Yosef. We want many more miracles. So my great Rebbe, the Kloizer Magid Rebbe, once said, so why is the meaning when we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you lift your hand and you cover your eyes? It's a Gemara in Brochus, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Shelo La'asiach Da'at, because Kavon is important. But then, why isn't the halacha just close your eyes or look into your sitter? Seems to be a symbolic act when you take your hand and you cover your eyes, so the Kloizer Magid Rebbe said. Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu. As we all know from so many sources, Shem Havaya always reflects Rachamim, and Elokim is Midas Adin. And in each and every individual's life, sometimes we have wonderful days. Days of gezunt and nachas and simcha and achievements and parnasa. But sometimes life takes a turn to the worse, and we all sometimes know pain and loss. Most of our days, hopefully, are good days. So we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Rachamim and Din. We cover our eyes. We want to believe and we try to feel Hashem Echad, that there's only one Shem and it is all Rachamim. And Midas Adin, in a way, is Rachamim. And that is what the Bekiva teaches us. Kol da'avid rachmana letav avid. So I say, all those great Tanum came together, called Oto Halayla. Oto Halayla HaKashe, Shel Choshech, Shel Nisyonot. Laila and the Novi always indicates Golus, Shoymer Ma'am Eleil, Osa Boika Vegam Laila. Achabo Talmideim Vamru, Igyaz Man Kriyat Shema. It is time to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So this week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us Nisim, and we put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we ask for many more. Chodesh Nisan, Chazal says, Chodesh Asher Yeshuot Bo Makifot. Hakofa in Loshon Kodesh has two different interpretations. Liot Mukaf means to be surrounded and enveloped. We should be enveloped and surrounded with Yeshuas. Hakofa is also credit. Kishemochrim Davar Bahakafa. So Nisan HaKodesh Baruch Hu gives Yeshuas with credit. Rabbani Shalalem, we don't have with what to pay, you know. Kedalam vecharoshim, amadnu lefanecha. But give us credit. Give us Yeshuas with credit. We promise, you know, send Mashiach, we'll all be great tzaddikim, and then we'll pay. For now, Yeshuot bo makifot. Rabbani Shalalem, we need more miracles, and we want to see them. And now on Chodesh Nisan, Yeshuot bo makifot, Yom anachon lo reuyim velo kedayim, give us with credit. Ten lanu bahakafa. Ki yameitzeischem me'eretz Mitzrayim, arenu neflois. We should once again see Nisan neflois, and this war should be over, and it should be over good, and our enemies should be vanquished. Mekodesh Baruch Hu, yad bersoneinu tachteinu, and there should be no more suffering and no more pain. And we should all be zoicha, ki yameit seischa miyeretz Mitzrayim, arenu neflois, we should be zoicha to see Mashiach tzedkenu, ובניין בייס מקדושנו וספרתנו, ונוכל שם מנזבוכם ומנפסוכם, שיגיע דום המלכים מסבחכו, and במהירו ויומנו, אמן. Have a beautiful kosher and freilichem Pesach.